Around 6 that evening, Sandy and Max returned. When the police knocked on the door of the greenhouse, Stephen's parents opened it and answered questions. They shook their heads, they shrugged, then they shut the door and closed the curtains. When the police knocked on the door of the blue house, Samar's parents opened it and answered questions. They rubbed their eyes, they sighed. Then they too shut their door and closed the curtains. As Sandy and Max headed back to their cruiser, Sandy paused beneath me. "I wonder if we should make a wish," she said. "Might be our last chance." "I'll tell you what I wish for," Max said. "I wish I didn't have to investigate things like this." Sandy patted his shoulder. "I wouldn't hold my breath on that one." As for me, I spent the evening hours reassuring the parents and offspring who called me their home that they weren't just worried about where they would have to move, of course. They were worried about me. I was worried about me, too. I didn't want to leave the world that I loved so much. I wanted to meet next spring's owl nestlings. I wanted to praise the new maple sapling across the street when it blushed red at sunset. I wanted my roots to journey farther, my branches to reach higher. But that is how it is when you love life, and I could accept that if my time had come, it had come. After a life as fine as mine, who was I to complain? I was worried about the babies, though, about their parents scrambling to find new safe places to line their nests, dig their burrows, hide their winter stashes of acorns. Most of all, I was worried about Samar. I don't know why. Perhaps it was because she reminded me so much of another little girl from another time long ago, a little girl I'd managed to shelter successfully, Francesca's great-grandmother. Like I said, we go way back.